It's a new month, and that means we have a new small studio session. Rapper and singer American entered NPR's 2019 Tiny Desk Contest. And now, the young musician and college student is our latest small studio artist. WFYI's Cultural Manifesto host Kyle Long introduces us to American.
Kennedy Mosley is not your average Ball State undergrad. Mosley is a rapper. She performs under the name American. And at the age of 20, she's released a full-length album titled Chaotic, performed in front of Cardi B, Chance the Rapper, and Snoop Dogg on the Netflix series Rhythm and Flow, and performed here at WFYI for small studio sessions. I started my conversation with American by asking about her stage name, spelled A-M-E-R-I-K-K-K-E-N. I asked American if the reference to the KKK was an overt political statement.
When it came to me choosing my stage name, I wanted my artist name to have meaning. So the K-E-N part is because my name is Kennedy, but my name itself is to like shed light on like obviously like the negative and the political side of my name, but I'm always about taking negatives and turning them into positives, like even when it comes to the lyrics in my songs. So even though it is, you know, KKK, the positive side of that is knowledge and kindness is key. So I wanted to shed light on both the negative and the positive.
You grew up on the east side of Indianapolis, right?
Yes, sir.
How did that shape you as an artist and a person?
It shaped me a lot because I went to Warren Central, one of the best football teams, one of the best marching band, color guard departments, because I used to do color guard and marching band. And I know, like, the east side and the far east side specifically tends to get, like, a bad rep sometimes, but just that alone, like, is able to prove that there is good and there is positives, even though it tends to have a negative rep. It's a lot of youth that's out here organizing marches and rallies to stop the violence. So even outside of Warren Central, the far east side itself, the negative and the positives has helped shape me into who I am and the negatives and positives that I represent.
One of my favorite records you made is The Come Up, which kind of expresses the frustrations of being a working class American. Tell me about this song and why you decided to write about this experience of being a frustrated working class person.
Yeah, The Come Up is my favorite because I feel like it's my more personal and vulnerable one, because it's about my struggles, about, you know, not wanting to work a regular job the rest of my life. I want music to be something that is my full-time job.
Stay down till you come up, praying for a come up. Dollar in a dream like coke, cause I'm broke and I'm coming to the sun up. Need more than a quick buck, wishing for some good luck. Trying to get by, nickel dime, cut a penny, still never stuck in a wet. Right now, I'm just doing enough to get by. World middle class, the money on my mind. Searching for the cream, but still cannot find enough to support, so I'm back on the grind. Tired of working a 9-to-5. Can't say I'm dead, but I'm not alive. No working to live, I'm just working to die. Happiness, something that money can't buy. But all my problems stem from the fact I'm broke.
The last song I want to ask you about, which you performed here at Small Studio Sessions, is your tribute to Mac Miller, Swimming.
Yes. I know depression is something that I've always struggled with, so Mac Miller for me was an artist who I felt like I could relate to and connect with. Obviously, when he passed, I, you know, took it pretty hard, but it was just ironic to me how his last album was titled Swimming, and I pretty much just took that as, you know, regardless of what you're going through, your struggles and everything, you know, just keep swimming, just keep going.
For Small Studio Sessions, I'm Kyle Long.
You can find American's entire Small Studio session at WFYI.org/smallstudio.